There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Destination Education is sponsoring a training for all teachers, Sunday school techers. Learn how to design and deliver high-quality virtual and in-person instruction. Participants will gather relevant techniques and tips to teach in the church. And this in-service is designed for all teachers in the church, and it will be provided in person and virtually. There is no charge. We invite you to share in this opportunity. To find out more and to register, go to nonelikehimanywhere.org where you can sign up. That's nonelikehimanywhere.org. We look forward to seeing you on October 23rd. Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for joining us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Paul spent his life, after he was converted, pouring his heart into the assignment that God had given him. Preaching, teaching, mentoring others in the gospel. In this chapter, he shared with his son in the gospel the message that has been repeated and repeated down through the ages to young men and young women who have felt the call to the ministry. The call to take up the cross of Jesus Christ and spend their lives preaching the gospel. Preachers preach. It's just what they do. They do it at times and in situations where to some they might seem out of their minds. We have been known to move with little sense of shame when it came to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was in a store one day when a man fell ill. After a few minutes, he said he was better and he wanted to continue to pick up the items that he needed. I asked him if he wanted me to pray for him and assured him that I would pray for the health condition when I went to my car. I told him, I have no problem praying right here, right now, but I don't want to embarrass you. He was in one of those little motor carts that some stores provide, and he told me how his grandmother had taught him not to be ashamed of Jesus. He drove his cart over to where I was, and we quietly prayed in the produce department. The ministers of God speak truth. They speak truth to those who want to hear and those who might want them just to go away. I have seen the people of God in various places. One of those places was a plaza just off a main street where many would go to buy clothes, groceries, and even cell phones. I saw a group on the sidewalk preaching the word one day. They had their amplification system set up and they made it their business to preach the word so that all could hear. I have seen more than one group in this city providing drive-by prayer in the summer, and some even provided a bottle of cold water as a bonus to those who stopped to allow them to pray for them. In season and out of season, the people of God are sharing the Word of God. When Pastor Silas Yakubu Ali didn't show up to lead worship for the Evangelical Church Winning All in a village in Nigeria, church members began to search for him. They found their senior pastor only a third of a mile from his home. He was returning from a visit to another village, but ran out of gas. He had been ambushed and hacked to death by religious militants who somehow thought that if they killed him, they would stop the message from spreading. Only a few days after, 10 members of the church were murdered. Among that 10 were 2 pregnant women and 2 children attacked on a farm as they worked. Pray for those who remain, that God will protect them, cover them, and give them the strength to keep standing up for Jesus. These kinds of attacks may seem enough to cause people to turn back, and I'm sure that some might, but God's preachers just keep on preaching. They stand on the gospel and move forward. They ask God for strength. They ask God for protection, and they share the message God has put in their hearts. Paul warns the young Timothy that a day was coming when people would not want to hear the truth. Paul knew that Timothy would continue to have seasons and times where people might not want reproof and correction. Paul knew that the challenges Timothy faced in helping people to distinguish truth from fables was not just a one-time situation. It would come up again and again. And the ministers and the people of God must be ready to speak truth. Seasons are a natural event. Spring to summer, summer to fall to winter, winter to spring. We understand that there are seasons in our lives. There are seasons in our career. But Paul makes a startling statement. The word of God must go forth when people are interested and open, in seasons where the gospel is warmly received, but also during times when the ministers of the gospel are being persecuted, when the people want to create their own gospel and ignore the teachings of Scripture because they are just too hard. The word is just too strict, and well, the Bible can be pretty narrow-minded. No, that's not the way it goes, and that's what Paul wanted Timothy to understand. The preachers of the gospel must preach the pure, unadulterated truth. They cannot stop. They must not stop when things are hard or difficult, and even when people don't want to hear. There will always be seasons and communities where the ministry is welcomed and encouraged with both love and compassion. That compassion does not mean that we rewrite the Bible. For those who struggle with issues like fidelity in their marriage or honesty in their jobs, it does mean that in our weakness, the Lord will give us strength to do the right thing. We may stumble, we may fall, but we get up again. Make no mistake, when we live a life of sin because we feel we can't do better, we are living beneath our privilege. Just as during the time of Timothy, there are many modifiers. People who want to make a few changes here and there and a little of this and a little of that add it in, because we want the Bible to be more seeker friendly. Add a little of this or that religion to the mix, or simply decide that we are all going to heaven and be one big happy family. All of the above certainly describes someone's faith, but it does not describe Christianity. Those revisionists would pull unto themselves teachers and scholars who will explain away what any country preacher who has never even seen a seminary can tell you. You've got to be born again and follow the teachings of the book. That is the only way, the way of the cross. Challenges will come. Distractions will come. False teaching will come. Discouragements will come. But regardless to what comes our way, those who the Lord has commissioned to share the gospel of Jesus Christ must be consistent, they must be true, and they must always preach the word in season and out of season, when people want to hear and when they don't want to hear. Because at the end of the day, the one person you must please is the one who gave you the job, the one who commissioned you to share the gospel, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for every minister, for every missionary, for everyone who shares your word. And Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen them, to guide them. Lord, speak truth into their heart. Open up the scriptures as they study. Reveal to them what they should share with the people. And Lord, give them courage, give them strength. And Lord, as your word goes forth, let that word bless the hearts of the people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.